Hi again, thanks for joining me. Steve Gretsch here. The podcast is called A Different Drummer. Hey, I'm looking into the promises of God found in Scripture, and I just pray that they are a blessing to you. Of course they are. They're the promises of God. And what an amazing journey this is. And I love it. And I'm praying that you do too. Pray it's a blessing to you that you are knowing and loving his promises. We get to know his name this way. We get to know his gospel. We get to know his promises. He is the object of our faith, and he is faithful and true. This one is called Sun, Moon, and Stars Are His. Did I say I was Steve Gretsch? That doesn't matter. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech. There are no words. There's no voice not heard. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the ends of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun. Isn't that neat? Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course. That's Psalm 19, 1 through 5. I was thinking of that. Those verses while this eclipse was going on. And I was just thinking, you know, to give glory to God for all this. The heavens are his. The earth is his. Everything in the earth is his. That's Psalm 24. So we talk about, I got this broken down, and declaring his work. This is to publish and to announce, to make known. I love this. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of the darkness and into his marvelous light." Marvelous light. That light is the light of his son. We also have the sun, the star, and it's all about him. And so we are God's possession, but we are a chosen race. We are the ones who proclaim the excellencies. And this is a broadcasting, a publishing and announcing, and to make known the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is, what he's done, why we need him, and what he expects from us. And let's talk about this pouring his speech. This is what happens when believers dwell in the world, and this found in Colossians 3:16. To let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. This is pouring out his speech. And what is his speech? It's the word of God. We let it dwell in us richly, and we can teach one another. There's so many uses to studying his word and delighting in it and spending time in it. So it says there's some parts of it that talk about the things that aren't heard. Basically, they're not heard, but they're still there. Let me see if I can find that. Hold on a second. There's no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. This is all stuff that's like the glory of God. And I couldn't help but think of Romans chapter 1. Not heard, but he is still there, I should say. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and his divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. So there we are, just through his creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planet, everything proclaims, it shouts that God is in the creator. It brings glory to him. And I love this. Even the sun obeys him. I have a story in Isaiah where Isaiah was at the end of his life, and he asked the Lord for more time, and the Lord granted him, I think it was 15 more years. Behold, I will cause, and this verse is so cool. This is to show that the Lord controls the sun. Behold, I will cause the shadow on the stairway, which has gone down with the sun on the stairway of Ahaz, to go back 10 steps. So the sun's shadow went back 10 steps on the stairway on which it had gone down. This is Isaiah 38:8. It's just to show that the sun that's in the sky that we see, sometimes in Minnesota it gets pretty cloudy, so we don't always see it. We didn't even see the eclipse But anyways, whatever, it didn't matter to me anyways. So the son obeys him in Isaiah 38:8. It's kind of a cool story. And then the creation is rejoicing. Where does it say that? It rejoices, this son, it rejoices as a strong man. And the creation's rejoicing. I love this in 1 Chronicles 16:32-33. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Let the trees of the forest will sing with joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. The whole creation just celebrates and rejoices at the Lord. And I love that because we can do that too. We can praise him. The eclipse is a wonderful display of God's glory and his power and just the fact that he had put all this into place however long ago it was. So anyways, the promise is the sun and the moon and the stars are his, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen. That's Romans. I think I put the wrong verse in there. Let me go back to the other one. The promises are that the sun, moon, and the stars, the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech. At night to night reveals his knowledge. There is no speech, nor other words. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of its chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run its course. Psalm 19:1-5, the sun, the moon, and the stars are his. Isn't that wonderful to cling to him, to cling to the creator who owns it all? So that's the promise. He owns it all. It's all his, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Okay, I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.